Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're worshiping with us on the friendly broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Sing and let's worship now.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name.
And I greet you in Jesus' name. And turning to the Word of God for today's broadcast, Psalms 92, beginning with verse 4. For Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through Thy work. I will triumph in the works of Thy hands. O Lord, how great are Thy works, and Thy thoughts are very deep. Wonderful words of life as we begin today's broadcast service. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you could tell someone about the ministry and invite them to worship with you. And if for some reason the radio time is inconvenient, or you'd like to hear the broadcast again, or you miss the broadcast on the radio for some reason, our website is always available, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service. And if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, you can click donate on the front page. It is a free and a safe transaction, and you don't have to set up an account or any such thing. There are no strings attached, and I'm notified immediately when you do that. Well, Jesus is the reason for the season. Join with us on page 250 of the celebration hymnal, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars together, proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of His heaven. No ear may hear His coming, But in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our fear and enter in, be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Sing now.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Micah 5:2 tells us, Bethlehem, out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel. Do you realize that the little book of Micah, sandwiched in the Old Testament, only has 7 chapters? You almost have to have an index to find it in the Bible. It is the only place, Micah 5:2, is the only scripture in the Old Testament that tells us where Jesus is going to be born. There are many prophecies telling us that Jesus is going to be born. The Old Testament is filled with those things. It begins with Genesis 3:15. But Micah, the minor prophet, had the privilege, the only one had the opportunity to tell us. He was the only one inspired of the Holy Ghost as he was writing under inspiration. He's the only one that it was revealed to, and he wrote where Jesus was going to be born. Read it in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. I think that's kind of a unique, interesting little thing. Isaiah with his 66 books, and David with 150 chapters and Psalms and other books that are lengthy, none of those had the privilege of giving us that news. But Micah, in his small book of 7 chapters, in chapter 5, verse 2, shared that information with us. Little is much when God is in it. You may feel like a 5 or 7 chapter book in the midst of 66 chapter books, but I want you to know you can still bring forth the message and the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let God use you in your own ability. Let's turn to the Word of God now for our precious promise. He tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise the Lord. Shall we bow for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we thank you today for all you do for us. And we give you thanks today, Lord, for being a great and a wonderful Savior. And I trust and pray today, Lord, as we look to you, that we'll be able, Lord, to continue our prayer time. I pray, Lord, that we'll be able, you know, to not give up. Lord, we don't want to cave in. We don't want to be defeated, but we want to keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. We're so thankful, Lord, for this season and the fact that Jesus has come. Lord, we're told to give thanks in everything, and we do want to thank you that Jesus came. Lord, it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us that we pray without ceasing and we be a thankful people. Accept our thanks, Lord, and hear our prayers today. We'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Sing with us.
Emmanuel. His name is called Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us. His name is called
some contact information at the end. Here's one entitled A Child Was Born. Let's all sing together.
Let's sing praises to the King. Let his glorious praises ring. For on that wonderful Christmas morn, unto us a child was born. In the city of David on Christmas morn, Christ the Savior had been born. And lo, the angel of the Lord came down, and the glory of the Lord shone all around. Let's sing praises to the King. Let his glorious praises ring. For on that wonderful Christmas morn, unto us a child was born. The shining star in the darkness of night led the way of the truth and the light. And on this day our praises we sing to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He came to carry the sins of the world. For every man, woman, boy, and girl, for this I'll stand and sing his praise to the greatest name that's ever been named. Let's sing praises to the King. Let his glorious praises ring. For on that wonderful Christmas morn, unto us a child was born.
And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. The Lord permitting and providing, we're here daily at this time. Thank you so much for being with us. If while you're sharing with your gifts, if you'd feel led to help us with the power of Pentecost, with the Christmas offering or gift, it would be appreciated. But send us your song request, prayer request, any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Let's sing praises to the King. Let his glorious praises ring. For on that wonderful Christmas morn, unto us a child was born.